Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Hi, Jess. Yeah, how's Willow going? Yep. Oh, yep. Can you speak up? Sorry, Jess. Sorry, you're a bit hard to hear, like a bit muffled. You on speaker or something? That's better. Yeah, that's better. Way better. Whatever you did then. Yep. Yep. That's not good. Definitely high. Have you ever used one? Yourself? Oh, cool. Cool. That's all right. Well, that's it. I have a few puffs myself sometimes when I do the rats, and honestly, just like clears your lungs so well. So I definitely would be shifting some of the stuff. But yeah, definitely disappointed that she's not any better. But I think we should try and see her back, and we can see if we can culture any sort of like coanal or nasal fluid, and that will hopefully tell us if there's some infection. Yeah, sure. Well, hopefully, if it's in her mouth, we can certainly take a sample, and probably doing it just an x-ray of her chest and her air sacs would be good as well. Just make sure they're fine. Sure. It's okay. For sure. Let's have a look. There was only, oh, she was like 7 weeks ago, hey. Let's just have a look. Looks fine. Yeah, I think it looks all good. Yeah, no, I think that should be fine. Like, you know, it might tell us that she might have some inflammation or infection, but it probably just honestly fits anyway. So, yeah, I think the x-rays are probably more important. I don't think we have to redo them. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, so we'll have a revisit. Yep. Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, the revisit with the x-ray is about 660, and then if we did the culture swab, it's an extra 212 for the culture swab. If we can get a sample of the nasal fluid or coanal fluid, it's about 872. Probably about 872, and then we might start some medication after that as well. But yeah, maybe like $30 or $50 or so, depending on what we can use, depending on what we find. Yeah, but yeah, in the meantime, I would definitely just make sure you've got a heat lamp on, and sometimes as well, I'm just wondering if some of these birds are a little bit dry and irritated because it's, like, the humidity is a little bit lower, so you could definitely get, like, a humidifier. Yeah, you could get a humidifier for the room. Sorry, I just keep speaking weird. You could try with a humidifier in the room as well. That might help. I don't know, honestly. I wouldn't think so. I'm sure they probably do something different to the steam and the vapor and stuff like that, you know. But honestly, I probably just don't know enough about thermal physics, temperature and stuff. But Yeah, I think the humidifier is a good shot because I've had some chronic sneezes that I've tried that on, and I'm sort of just waiting to hear back because yeah, we like culture stuff and we treat it and then it comes back and things. So I'm not sure. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but I'm worried it might be too, like, not humid enough. Like, it's quite dry. You know, like, the cold, dry air. Is it like that down there where you are now? With the change? Yeah. It might be something to do with that, but that's something easy we can try as a humidifier, for sure. Oh, she might have some infection, for sure. And I wonder if, yeah, she's been cold or she's, yeah, you know, dry nasal passages, bit of smoke or bit of cold, like she's had a chill. Could be some of those things, but hopefully it's not like aspergillus or something like that, but we can go through and figure that out. That's not very common in Australia, so. Yeah, they're usually on antifungal medication for like 3 months, so it takes a long time. But possibly, yeah, it can be really hard to diagnose unless you put a scope in. So, but that's it. Like we're not like in the UK where they have it all the time, you know, because inside their house is usually quite moist and damp and stuff. It's a bit different. But that's why they always write about how common it is. But honestly, we hardly ever see it here. But we do see it. So, but it's usually the last thing we try and prove. But yeah. Do you want me to book? Sorry. Like you know, possibly. I don't know. You know, like yeah, we think all these things. But honestly, I'm not surprised when these animals don't respond the way we expect them to. Like just, you know. Not surprising more, but yeah, probably. But yeah, well, that's okay. Do you want to book you in now, Jess, or do you want to ring back and organise a time? Cool. Yeah, I would stop doing it if it's been this long and we haven't had a response. But yeah, look into the humidifier option as well. I think that might help as well. All good. All right, we'll talk soon. Eh? Yeah.